Hard to believe that.
It's crazy.
Wow. What? No. Okay, we are up to Perek Zion. Piska Chet. Yesha Adam Margish et Hatzar Hagadol al Miut HaTorah Shelo. Shabba mitzad bitul Torah v'tzimtzum hadas. Hama'afil al orah ruchani shel Torah. Like we've been discussing over the last number of weeks, Rav Kook says it's actually possible to feel and to experience that emptiness, that lack of meaning, that frustration that results from a lack of Torah. If someone goes through a period of time of bitul Torah and what Rav Kook calls tzimtzum hadas, his das has been contracted. He's not using his das. He's very, very passive. But a great example of tzimtzum hadas would be like entertainment, you know, television, that type of thing, where the das is basically put to rest. You're not using it. You're not thinking. And don't tell me, but sometimes I watch science programs. I'm not talking about you guys specifically. Don't say, but I watch like the Science Channel. That's still very much tzimtzum hadas because you're not challenged. You're not provoked to say a chiddush. Say what you think. How do you understand the text? How do you understand Devar Hashem? So tzimtzum hadas is when the das goes into this phase of passivity. It's contracted. It's not being used. That Rav Kook says, he repeats the yesod that we've seen in the past several times, that there's a pain there that's actually tangible. This can be detected, it's real. So the point that a person can actually feel the pains of Gehinnom that are grasping him, that have placed their hold on him. And not only him, but you can start to feel the pain of everyone all over the world that has weakened their connection with Torah. You start to feel what other people are thinking, are feeling. As a result of your bitul Torah, you can look at a friend. You can look at someone you know from high school and you can say, I know exactly what that person is going through. I know the pain he's feeling. In fact, sometimes you can actually feel that the person's joy that they're displaying on the outside is really just fake because of the emptiness that you know they're experiencing on the inside. Sometimes you can hear someone talk about this massive, like this incredible, awesome experience. It was so much fun, so pleasurable, and they go into detail about it. And on the outside, they look really happy about it, very satisfied. I had a great time. You know, it was, oh my gosh, it was incredible. But Rav Kook says, you can hear that person talking, but you know, because you've been there with this person, and you know that afterwards that good feeling is fleeting and it's just something very superficial on the outside. It's not real. And you know that this person is feeling what you felt before, and that is that feeling of emptiness. Why did I do it? Why did I involve myself in this? I had an opportunity to hold on to life and spirituality and goodness. And I just held on to what? To taivos, to goof, to things that are pleasurable. So Rav Kook says, not only can you feel those pains of Gehinnom, but you can actually sense other people feeling that pain. Look what he says. He says, "Ad shiuchal et seiras beitzer gehinom," to the point that you can actually feel this pain. Shochazim et kol mi sheripa yadu min haTorah, and you can actually sense when other people are feeling it. You can actually put it into words, and it's very tangible for you. What anyone all over the world feels when he is void of Torah. However, Rav Kook's now continues with the same mahalach and adds something that he did not mention in all the previous piskot that we've been dealing with. This theme keeps coming up over the past 4 or 5 piskot, and here he introduces something that's totally new and refreshing. ומתוך החלחלה הגדולה שבציור זה, as a result of this nausea, he calls it nausea, chalchala, as a result of this nauseous feeling, this dizziness, this I'm sickened to the stomach, titmarek nafsho misigeha, there is something purifying about that feeling. The fact that that distance from the light, the fact that you've become disconnected from the light of Torah, you've been mevatel zman, you're just pursuing what your where your taivos are guiding you. That pain and emptiness that you feel as a result of that bitul Torah, it's not just negative. It's not just suffering for suffering's sake. There's something cleansing in that suffering. That suffering also has a constructive side to it. What happens to the nefesh when it feels the pain of being far away? Titmarek nafsho misigeha. The nefesh begins a purification process as a result of that pain. I think Rav Kook doesn't say this straight out, but I sense that Rav Kook is continuing the same line of thought when he speaks about the suffering. He compares it to Gehinom, right? Gehinom is Eish. Eish, on the one hand, is destructive, right? Eish, on the one hand, destroys, it consumes. But what else happens as a result of Eish? Eish is also a purifying force, right? When you want to purify silver, put it on fire, and all the sigim, all the, how do you say sigim? The psolet of the silver, all the, anything else, all the foreign materials that are mixed in, the impurities of the silver, they're all consumed as a result of that fire, and the fire is also a purifying force. So just as fire has those two sides of it, so too the Gehinom that Rav Kook has been discussing, feeling of Gehinom and Olam Hazeh, I've deprived myself of the light. On one hand, that's a very painful experience, and it could create a tremendous amount of unrest in a person's life. The suffering is very real, and a person can enter a serious, a state of depression or other emotional issues as a result, when you feel like your life is empty. All of a sudden you're met with all these challenges you never thought you'd have to deal with. However, Rav Kook is trying to unveil here something constructive about that process. The pain itself is also the purifying force in your soul. That means that feeling of being of that feeling of being far away shouldn't just create within your being, within your human experience, it shouldn't just create a feeling of sadness and emptiness. That pain, there's something very comforting in that pain. The fact that I'm feeling the pain of my bitul zman means that my nefesh is now in the midst of a growth process. This pain is not going to allow me to be the same person. Now, where is this going to play out in our lives? Where in our lives are we going to see ourselves being purified? Rav Kook continues, "Ubahachilo v'hitametz b'shkidata shel Torah." When you do go back to the Beit Midrash, when you do open that Sefer again, and when you do go back to your learning, hama'asid v'haruchanit, your practical learning, your spiritual learning, you're not going to feel the same thing. Because now you're doing it with a soul that has been purified by the pain of the darkness that you experienced prior to this. Yargish et kol ha-tohar ha-ra'ui lo v'kabel mina'amah shel Torah. All of a sudden, says Rav Kook, your new learning experience is going to be on a higher level. It's going to be sweeter. You're going to see in Torah something that you did not see before. As a result of your nefilot, as a result of the fact, precisely because you went through this difficult period where you put Torah aside and you were involved in dvarim betelim, things that did not have any inherent value. As a result of that pain, when you do go back to learning Torah, it's not just going to be a repetition of time one. Rather, you're actually going to sense this beauty of Torah, this sweetness that you never felt before. The pain not only is the pain a form of not only is the pain a manifestation of the richuk from God, but the pain itself is also the mikare back to God. That's Rav Kook's major chiddush here. That it's not like you're feeling the pain and now you have to enter a new mahalach and you have to change things up and you have to do things differently. No, the pain itself is changing you. Receive that pain. Don't fight it off. You understand? Well, I think Rav Kook is saying something very, very important. A lot of people have a tendency, they try to deaden the pain of their life. When you go to the dentist, you have they're doing a filling, right? So they give you a shot to deaden the pain. Right? We try to go through life and we try to minimize the pain that we're feeling. And here Rav Kook is asking of us to try to develop a different approach to this type of pain. This type of pain of miut ha-Torah is a pain that we should welcome. It's a pain that we should receive and be content with. There's something so huge in this chiddush. This is a pain that we have to receive as something that is constructive. It's building us. The pain is purifying us. So just like the silversmith, he holds the silver in the fire because he knows that this is what's going to purify it. So too, the student of Torah sometimes does have to go through these painful times in order to discover a new Torah. A Torah that's sweeter and a Torah that's more meaningful. So for instance, let's try to bring this down to our own lives. Let's say a person is going through a difficult time in yeshiva. Kal v'chomer if he's going through a difficult time in the Zoom zman. I call it kayet zuma. He's having a hard time in kayet zuma. And he's at home. And let's say he gets a call from his night seder harusa, I can't learn tonight. Now you have like 5 hours, just total free time, and you have nothing to do, and the Yetzirah gets the best of you. You put aside your svarim, and you watch 2 or 3 movies or videos or whatever, television, whatever comes up. And after that, like you feel like, what did I just do? Why did I do that? I put aside Chaye Olam. I put aside a new kinyan and everlasting life in favor of what? In favor of a stupid comedy or a sporting event or something. And then you feel the pain. Now the question is, what do you do with that pain? Are you mesiach das from the pain? Do you try to minimize it? Do you try to distract yourself because that pain is annoying you? Rav Kook says no. Rav Kook says, try to see in that pain, try to recognize that in that pain, what's actually happening is there's something cleansing you inside. The very fact that you feel the distance after that tkufa of richuk, of you were far from the light, you were cut off from the source of light in this world. The Torah Kedosha, ki ner mitzvah b'torah or. Torah is the only true light, and you feel like you've been in the dark for the last 5 hours. So Rav Kook says, the fact that you're feeling that means that when you start your day tomorrow morning, you're going to be on a higher level. The pain is cleansing you. It's elevating you. And there's something very encouraging in that experience. Rav Kook for sure isn't saying we should bring it on the chatchila. He's for sure not saying do this b'chavana tchila. What he's saying is if a person has fallen and he slipped up and he falls into that darkness, the fact that you're feeling like dirt, kal v'chomer if you've done something improper, right? I'm not just talking about bittul zman, if you do something, let's say, adarava, faker, you do something against tzivui Hashem, and then you feel afterwards, how did I do that? How did I allow myself to stray from the light? You have to take that experience and realize that what that pain just did, it brought you closer to Torah. Now, tomorrow, when you open up that sefer, it's going to be a greater experience. There's a depth that you're going to find tomorrow that you never found before. You're no longer the same person. Your secha will be restored to you. Your hargasha, the depth of your hargasha, will be yours once again. Shalvat nafsho uverak dimyono. Your nefesh will be at ease again. It'll be at peace once again as a result of this pain. Uverag dimyono, and your imagination is going to be sharper, it's going to be brighter. You're going to come back to the world of Torah, you're going to come back a step up. Mitzorafim im kol amidot achamudot. And together with that Torah, you're going to find all the positive midot that a person can acquire through Limud HaTorah. Shehem miklal birkat Hashem, asher im orah shel Torah, because those midot are part of the bracha that we receive when we receive the light of Torah. So Rav Kook, I believe, I sense, is telling us here that part of our development as B'nai Torah part of our growth process is having those tikkufot, having those times in our lives where we feel like we messed up. And I've drawn myself away from Torah. Try to sense that feeling and focus on it. What does it feel like? You know what I would even say? I would even say when you do feel that pain, why don't you sit down in a quiet room and try and put it on paper? Try to put it into words, maybe even write a poem or a song or sing a niggun or somehow express that pain. Make it real. Or say a tefillah. Do hibodidu. Speak to God for a half hour about how did I do that? How did I put aside the light of Torah for shtuyot? And Rav Kook says this is part and parcel of the growth process of a Ben Torah. Those times that you have when you drifted away, that's also part of the stepping stones of the growth of a Ben Torah. I think this is such a refreshing and encouraging message, because all of us, big and small, whether you're Shana Aleph or you're Shana Chavtes, or whatever I am now, I forgot. And I don't care how long you've been in the Beis Medrash. All of us have these times where we say, why did I spend 3 hours just now doing nothing? And instead of just blotting out that feeling, hold that feeling up on a pedestal. Recognize it. And I would say even feel good about the fact that you're not feeling good. You understand? Feel good about the fact. Comfort yourself over the fact that you feel far away. Because that feeling of distance from Torah is something that's going to bring you much closer when you get involved in it again. View it as a stepping stone. It's almost like in a relationship, in a loving relationship between husband and wife. That feeling of being distanced, how could I do that? It's not just an obstacle to overcome. That's part of the building blocks of a relationship. Yisr koach, everyone. I hope you got as much chizuk out of this as I did, and I continue to get. It's great seeing everyone. Mirza Hashem, I'll see you guys next week with more. Did we finish the parag? I think, is that it? Well, then I lost the place. Yes. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Perek Zion. I think that's the farthest I've ever gotten in this Orod HaTorah Shiur.